Rabbi Jason Sobel was taken to heaven, heard music beyond this world, and told about the next move of God. I've got a Jewish rabbi from New Jersey that studied at a yeshiva in Israel and boldly says that Jesus, Yeshua, is the Messiah, not just the Jewish Messiah, but is the Messiah of the whole world. And he's had quite an amazing search to come up with this conclusion. Would you believe his search started out by being a Jew-boo? You've never heard that term, have you? You think I'm making it up. I'm not. Rabbi Jason, tell me, what in the world is a Jew-boo?
Shalom. A Jew-boo is a Jewish Buddhist. And I grew up in a traditional Jewish family, was working in the music industry, looked at the lives of all these famous people, and I said, there has to be more to life than just this. Began a spiritual journey. I didn't want just religion. I wanted a real relationship, a real encounter with the Lord. So I was going to synagogue, studying with my rabbi, but through martial arts and yoga, I became a Jew-boo, a New Age Jew, a Jewish Buddhist. I'd meditate for hours a day. One day, as I was meditating, my soul began to vibrate. It left my body. I could see my body there. It went through the clouds. And the next thing I know, I was in heaven, and I saw this king on this throne in this glorious light. I felt the power of God pulsating through every cell of my body. Every fabric of my being began to come alive with the power and the presence of God. I had never felt anything like this. And this king on this throne told me I was called to serve him, and I knew that that king was Jesus, that it was Yeshua.
But coming from a traditional background, how, I don't think it was that calm, was it?
No, I mean, it was crazy because I knew nothing about Yeshua, knew nothing about Jesus, right? And I have this encounter with him, and the next thing I know, I'm back in my room, shaking under the power of heaven, in this state of euphoria, start running around, saying, I'm called to serve him. I'm called to serve him. My Jewish mother's like, you're called to serve who? Jesus. We're Jewish, for crying out loud.
Okay. Then, and by the way, in a moment, wait till you hear his encounter in heaven after becoming a believer. We'll do that shortly. But your best friend, John, something happened to him too, and he starts talking to you. What happened?
Yeah, he has an encounter with the Lord. He comes of faith in Yeshua, and he calls me on the telephone and he says, Jason, you went to Hebrew school as a child. Could you tell the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament? I said, sure. So he reads me this passage about the crucifixion, and I said, John, that's easy. It's a New Testament. He said, let me read you another passage. He was bruised for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and by his stripes were healed. He said, Jason, old or new? I said, John, that's easy. It's a New Testament. It's Jesus. He said, no, that's Isaiah 53, the Jewish prophet speaking 700 years before he ever walked the face of the earth. And I was blown away. I'd never heard that passage growing up.
And then he wanders into a Messianic Jewish synagogue by our friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and he accepts the Messiah in that synagogue, and of course he's given his first New Testament, and he takes it home, and his Jewish mother promptly, how'd your mother find that? Did you just put it in the living room?
No, no. I hid it in my bedroom, but moms have a special spiritual gift to find anything. You can't hide anything from your mom.
And then a week later, this is amazing. A week later, he sees his first miracle. And I mean, you don't start with a headache, do you? What happened?
No, I used to help homeless people in New York City. and I get a collect call from my friend Jeff, who was in NYU Medical Center. He had been sleeping outside, he got gangrene. The doctors tell him, we're gonna have to amputate your legs from the knees down.
Awful, a homeless
horrible.
Guy.
Could you imagine being in New York City with no legs, homeless on the street? I mean, it's unimaginable. So I just read the book of Acts. So I go to the hospital and see him. I said, look, they heal people. They pray for him in the Bible. I remembered a passage in the book of Acts. I laid my hands on him. I said, silver and gold have I none, but I have in the name of Yeshua, rise, take up your bed and walk.
You took the word literally.
I took it literally. That's what it said. That's
so
what Peter
happened
prayed.
So what happened to your friend?
He got healed, he got saved, and he walked out of the hospital a week later.
Say, that's normal. It's too bad. People pick up, we Jews think we have a corner in the market. Christians have a corner in the market too. It come from fiddling the roof, tradition. You wrote a brand new book, and you are bringing together Jews and Christians, and the subject is aligning with God's appointed times. Why did you write this book?
I believe it's so important. It is about the biblical Jewish holidays. I think every believer in Yeshua needs to understand for a number of reasons. One is the biblical holidays are prophetic. When you understand their significance, when you read this book, you're going to tap in to the prophetic meaning and the prophetic power for your life, and it releases that in such a way that it is life-changing and transformative.
Well, I am amazed at the number of top Christian prophets that say to me, Sid, I don't understand it, but at these feasts, it's like a portal, a door opens to heaven, like Jacob and the angels coming up and down the ladder. It happens on the feast. Why is that?
Yeah, because they're called in the Bible the Moedim, the Lord's appointed times. God has set these appointments going back to the very beginning of creation when he says he put the stars in the sky, the sun and the moon for times and for seasons. It's for the appointed times. These holidays are woven into the fabric of creation. They're not just meant to be past remembrances. They're meant to be reoccurrences and reactivations of these prophetic holidays in our life. And of course, every Jewish holiday finds its fulfillment in Yeshua Jesus. Every major event in his life happened on a biblical holiday, so of course they're going to be significant. God wants to do the same in our life today.
Now, you're not saying that you have to do these feasts. You're saying, what a platform to understand who Yeshua was. What a platform to understand his teaching in reference to his own culture. What a platform to have an insight into the whole first coming of the Messiah and the whole second coming of the Messiah. What an insight into just having contact with heaven just through this point of contact, and the feasts are the appointed times. I take it a step further. They're appointments with God. Now, the thing that really intrigues me is you went to a healing meeting. Even though you're praying for people that are being healed, you go to a healing meeting, and our friend who's been a guest many times on this show, Bill Johnson, is teaching on healing. But somehow you ended up in front and him prayed for you. What happened?
Yeah, a friend of mine introduced me to him, and Bill Johnson laid hands on me, and he said, you wear many mantles like Joseph, and he gave me this word, and God began to speak to me through that. He said to me, Jason, you've known me as the son of Joseph, as the suffering servant, but you haven't fully known me as the son of David. You've known me as the lamb, but not fully as the lion. Don't settle for a form of godliness that lacks power. The greatest revival in the history of the world is coming, and it's rooted in supernatural signs and healings, and you need to pray for the sick, and you will see me do incredible things to impact people's lives.
What happened when Bill Johnson laid hands on you?
Oh, man, I felt the presence of God. I felt the anointing of God. And out of that, I had this encounter with God in that meeting where I understood that every believer, including myself, needed to be activated in supernaturally ministering to people. And what happened is, shortly thereafter, I get invited to a messianic congregation to speak, and I go forward and I say, before I speak, can I just pray for people that might need healing? We never even got to the message because so many people came forward for prayer, and one of the elders of the congregation who had a muscular dystrophy wound up getting supernaturally healed. The rabbi walks into the congregation the next week. He sees her dancing. She could barely walk sometimes. He's like, how is this possible? He's like, I got healed.
just out of curiosity, you had seen some healings before, but they evidently, after Bill prayed for you, they really increased with intensity.
There was an activation in my life. And although I had encountered that, you know, sometimes it takes it being stirred up and us being encouraged and exhorted to walk in it. And I began to walk in it in a new way as a result of that and started to see many supernatural things.
And then after becoming a strong believer, now he's taken to heaven again. Tell me about the trip.
Oh, it was incredible. So, I mean, after all of this happens, I'm like, Lord, I want to encounter you. I want to have a supernatural encounter with you. So I'm praying. And again, all of a sudden, my body begins to vibrate. And the next thing I know, I'm standing in heaven and I'm standing before the throne. And there's a throng of worshipers around the throne of the Lord. And every time a syllable comes out of their mouth, my entire body shakes like a bass drum under the power of the worship and of the presence of God in heaven. And I hear two songs being sung. One is a Hebrew song, okay, singing about the rock of Israel, and one was like a contemporary worship song. And I say to the Lord, what does this mean? And the Lord brought me to the book of Revelation where it says, they sang the song of Moses and the Lamb and spoke to me saying, this represents the revival that's going to happen great revival that's going to happen and is going to happen as a result of Jew and Gentile coming together. The song of Moses represented the song of the Jewish people, and the song of the Lamb represented the New Testament and the believer song. And when those two songs merge, it's a picture of Jew and Gentile, the one new man coming together that's going to help usher in a great move of God, the greatest move of God the world has seen.
Well, could it be that in the book of Romans, it says that it will, when the Jews come to Messiah, it will literally be life from the dead. Yes. But could it be more than what most people think? Could it be a release of the glory like a measure the world has never seen? Is that what God's showing you?
Exactly. That's what I believe he's showing me.
Traditional rabbis under the Old Covenant call this the decade of breakthrough. Did you know that? How much more breakthrough is under the better covenant, the Brit Chadashah, the new covenant? Many will experience breakthrough, healing, and deliverance when Rabbi Jason will blow the shofar over you and everything that from the past. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Rabbi Jason Sobel's anointed book, Aligning with God's Appointed Times, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, The Decade of Breakthrough. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9749. You will receive Rabbi Jason Sobel's anointed book, Aligning with God's Appointed Times. Rabbi Sobel will introduce you to the Jewish roots of Christianity, discover the prophetic and spiritual meaning of the biblical feasts. Understand that the biblical Jewish feasts are to be a part of the lives of all followers of Messiah. Gain a heightened biblical perspective as you begin to practice the same traditions and rituals Jesus embraced. Find out how aligning with God's appointed times will help you discover more of God and His intended blessings for you. Understand how the feasts will open the door to a fresh fullness of the inheritance you are able to access as a born-again spiritual son or daughter of the one true God.
The biblical holidays are not just about past remembrances. They are meant to be reactivations in your life.
You will also receive Rabbi Sobel's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, The Decade of Breakthrough. We are now entering an unprecedented supernatural decade, and he reveals how you can access your healing, your miracle, and God's supernatural breakthrough for your life. In this series, you will understand the prophetic importance of this time in the Jewish calendar, learn how the power of declarations can accelerate your breakthrough, discover the supernatural keys to become an overcomer, realize how to transform the chaos in your life and around you into blessings. Find out how to tap into the favor of God in 2021. Throughout this series, Rabbi Jason releases powerful declarations and blessings. Don't miss out on getting Rabbi Jason Sobel's anointed book, Aligning with God's Appointed Times, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, The Decade of Breakthrough. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9749. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9749 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, it's so amazing. Even Jewish believers that have gotten a hold of his brand new book and are reading it are getting insights they didn't even know is going on, especially because, you know, it's you understand Christianity, you understand Judaism, and even better, you understand the merger that God originally intended for the two. I want you to take one of the feasts, and I want you to explain simply what that means with the type of explanations you have in the book, which is obviously much more, but go ahead.
So one of the most spiritually significant of all the biblical holidays is the Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah. That is the holiday on which Abraham and Sarah actually conceived after being barren for so many years. It's when Hannah conceived her son, the prophet Samuel, and it's so significant. The blowing of the shofar reminds us of that. The blowing of the shofar reminds us that this is the birthday of creation in Jewish thought, and when we blow the breath into the shofar, it's like the breath of life God breathed into the first man and woman. So when we hear the sound of the shofar, God is saying, I want to bring forth new blessing. But the sound of the shofar is also the sound of change and transformation as well. Think about it for a moment. The word Rosh Hashanah in Hebrew, the word shana means year, but it also means shenui in Hebrew, which means change. The sound of the shofar is meant to change things. When the sound of the shofar was blown at Jericho, the walls came tumbling down. Everything changed for the children of Israel. But of course, there is more. When we think about the ultimate change and transformation, when Messiah returns, he's going to return with the sound of the shofar. And in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we are all going to be changed in that moment.
Now, you know what I'm thinking, Rabbi Jason? When he blows this shofar, and once you get this insight into this, is the decade we're in right now of breakthrough. Why do you say it's the decade of breakthrough?
Oh, yeah, because on the Hebrew calendar, this is the decade of the 80s. And 80s in Hebrew is represented by the letter Pei, because Hebrew is alphanumeric. Every number is written with the letter. And the letter Pei is a letter of breakthrough, which is Paratz in Hebrew. Everything related to the breakthrough of the coming out of Egypt is connected to the letter Pei. Pharaoh, who enslaved them, begins with the letter Pei. Passover begins with the letter Pei. Redemption, the word, begins with the letter Pei. Pei has a numerical value of 80. Moses was 80 years old when God said, use your Pei, use your mouth to go say to Pharaoh, let my people go. So this is a time to come out of a place of confinement, restriction, and slavery. It is time to break through. That power is being released in this decade.
All right, you're going to release it. He is going to blow the shofar, and you are going to have your breakthrough, because this is the decade of breakthrough. But before he prays for you, I want to make sure that every sin, every bad deed you've ever done is covered with the blood of Messiah. Holy Spirit, help these people come into a revelation of not just believing in Yeshua, in Jesus as the Messiah, but having experiential knowledge. That's what God wants. I want you to repeat this prayer out loud. Dear God, out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes me clean. It's the blood of atonement from Yom Kippur. It's the blood that was at Passover over the doorpost. That was the shadow of what this is. This is the blood of Messiah himself, who gave his blood for you. Now out loud, I make Jesus my Messiah and Lord. Jesus, come inside of me. Amen. Blow the shofar. Say a quick blessing and then blow the shofar.
The sound of the shofar is a sound of freedom. The sound of the shofar is the sound of breakthrough. The sound of the shofar is a sound of God's provision being released in your life. Just like Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the ram caught in the thicket, God had a ram in the bush. He has provision and blessing and breakthrough for you. And when this shofar sounds, it is going to be released in your life, and you are going to see the breakthrough in the name of Yeshua Jesus. Walls are going to fall, things are going to open in his name.
Breakthrough in Yeshua's name.